Rain, as with Tomorrow Never Knows, shows Lennon musing over psychedelic philosophy. Alan Watts was a philosopher who was very much involved in the psychedelic experience. Lennon picked up on Watts's writing and, you know, kind of posing that psychedelic and philosophical question of, you know, how do we really know if it's raining outside, or, you know, can you really prove that you're experiencing this weather? You know, are you really alive? Are you alive or are you dreaming? You know, it goes back to Descartes in a way. He spun these lyrics off of that.
I think in Rain, John's saying the outward events, in this example, the rain, the rainstorm, or whether it's the sun shining, they're just outward events. I mean, what makes you feel happy or sad about it is just sort of within your head, which became a sort of theme of Beatles songs, you know, it's all in your mind. So that became a very significant Beatles theme, and this is the first sort of statement of it, I think, in John's song.
The vocal on Rain is a tremendous John Lennon vocal. I mean, there is no way here that he's a smiling mop top anymore. You know, when you listen to Rain and you think of the man who sang I Want to Hold Your Hand only 2.5 years earlier, this is a very different human being from that one, or so it sounds. There's a snarl in the voice. He's not smiling at all. And the lyrics are extraordinary. I mean, we're so far removed already from boy-girl love songs. But who told them to do that? I mean, they've soaked up every influence from Dylan onwards and just turned it out into something really fresh and exciting. Rain has a lot of varied speed on it, basically playing around with electrical current. They could slow down or speed up the motor on the tape machine, which meant that vocals, or anything indeed, could sound very different if slowed down or sped up. When used with instruments, it changes the texture, and when used with voices, it literally changes, well, the texture again, but also the whole, everything changes, the pitch, the timbre of the voice.
It's kind of the first record where compression was used as a sonic tool, which may not mean anything to your listeners, but sort of the drums are overcompressed, so they're more in your face and they sound more powerful and sort of more mysterious than they had before.
And then it ends with this wonderful backwards gobbledygook, which is literally a vocal play backwards. Again, backwards tapes would be something that they would embrace for, well, the next year, 18 months. How it happened, incidentally, is we're not quite sure. This is one of the very few instances where we have a disagreement. John Lennon, who should know, said that this was a result of him arriving home stoned from a session, putting on a 7.5 IPS copy of the Rain recording and putting it on backwards by mistake. George Martin, however, has claimed that he was responsible for this. So we don't quite know how it happened, but there it is on the end of Rain.